Tachshuv Oven, the Misha Yover Lisnatsu Lefanecha, Im Emes Vim Shaker. Do not maintain a complaint against the person who's coming to excuse himself to you, even if the excuse is not true. Okay? So, I understand when a person comes to apologize, you know, I didn't mean to do it, I'm sorry, this is what happened, that's why I forgot to come. Really, there's no excuse. That's not why I just couldn't care less about you. And, you know, and I decided not to come, but, you know, I don't look bad, so I'll tell you a lie. Right? That's what Rosh says, no. That shouldn't be your attitude. Accept his apology and move on. Right? So, a lot of different thoughts over here. First one is Mitzad, the one who's receiving the apology. The best thing in life is to move on. Right? The Rambam says that this halacha of asking mechila is only if you choose not to be mechila on your own. If you choose mechila, you have a right to be mechila on your own. You can say, you know what? I'm moving on with life. I don't want to get stuck in there's plenty of people in this world which walk around stuck. Right? My shrigger told me that, you know, in shtetl there's a word in Yiddish called beroiges. Beroiges is lashon. It's a Hebrew word, but it's used in Yiddish to mean that I'm angry at you. And beroiges means I won't talk to you for the next 50 years. That's what beroiges meant in shtetl. You know, people had no money. Only they had was covered. There was nothing deep. At least they had covered, right? You step to my cupboard, I forget it. You didn't write me to the chasta because it means you don't like me. You have something against me. You don't think I'm hard enough for you. I never thought you had the rest of my life. That was the reality of some people. Remember, that's what he said, that's what people like. They were like, so. We're Americans. Americans, b'chlal, have no musik of cupboard. Europeans had a tremendous musik of, you know, dignity, how they maintained themselves. That was like a very big thing. Like, you know, you have to. And you step to my cupboard. Whoa. Right? So, like, is that healthy? I mean, that's, you know, we look at it like the guy's, he needs a therapist, right? Like, move on with life. Okay, so somebody, the person that did bother you. Now what? Okay. He didn't bother me. Okay. So therefore, I'm going to have negative emotions the rest of my life about the guy. Like, you know, you're stuck. Get unstuck and move on with life. Okay, number one. Number two, he's being misnatal means he does care about the relationship to some extent. He does care what you think about him. Right, so that's, he wants you to think positive about him. That's something, right? Number three, there's a machshava on this piece from the Rosh, from the Rabbi Ruchim. When the first time I saw it, so they bring from Itzla Blazer, Rizal Zontes Talmud. He said, but there's a very common thing when Reuben comes, asks him, and, you know, I did something wrong, I apologize. What you do? Don't worry about it. English, no problem. Right? That sounds beautiful. But Bama says that's not true. I remember the first time I read it, I didn't get it 100%. But nowadays, I get it. Like, one of the big things nowadays is victimhood is like, is in, you know. Like, that's a big thing. Like, I'm a victim. So, like, you have to treat me nice the rest of my life. Because I was a victim when I was a kid, you know. So now I get a free pass for everything in the world. The guy did not to me. See, if I accept this apology, so I'm not a victim anymore. We apologize. The story's over. I said, don't worry about it. It means I was never really hurt. But I'm the one little guy who's not having tennis in you for the fact that you did this avla. And I'm a taka. I was really hurt, though. You taka victimized me. She says that I don't want you to have any excuses. I tell you what, you the taka should be the bar avla, and I should be the tzaddik. Wow, that's great. It's worth money. You know? It's worth billions of dollars nowadays. Microaggressions, you know. Right? I'm the Nebuchadnezzar who was hurt, and you're the bad person who attacked me, and they should remain. If I honestly remarkle you, we move on, and accept your excuse, your power, you know, so I have no titles anymore. Like, I'm not the victim anymore. So the answer is, don't give me, you know, don't worry about it, don't give me excuses, it's not important. You know, it wasn't such a big thing, you know. But the mice, I'm the big tzaddik in my eyes that I, you know, act like that. So comes the Rosh, and the Rosh says, this is what Rabbi Yochanan says, it's in Das Torah, Embracious page, Rosh and Test. So the person comes to give an explanation of what happened. I want to talk about that in a second. Right? Now, let's say you know that Damas is, that's very powerful, so that's true. So you know what? There was a mistake. He didn't realize, whatever. Okay, Kabbalah. Let's say you know that's not true. Right? So he's coming to fool you, to tell you that really, that, you know, it wasn't his fault, and there was a good reason why, and he made a mistake and didn't realize, and you know that it's false. Right? But if you buy into his excuse, and you let him, quote unquote, fool you, right? That instead of saying, you know, listen, how are you talking? They should give me such an excuse. Maybe there's more to the story. Maybe there's something else that you don't know. But if your motivation is to hold on to it, because Laman Hashem, Laman justice, that's not your motivation. Your motivation is because you want to be the victim. How do you know what your motivation is? So let the Rosh just accept it. Let the person apologize. Let the person explain. Now, I want to add one more kinach over here. An apology is not an excuse. Is not an apology. An apology is an apology. An excuse is an excuse. When a person is excusing themselves, they're trying to set it back to it. There was never was an avodah done. Now that has a mile and has a chesor. If it's true, I never meant to hurt your feelings. I really feel bad that I hurt your feelings, and it's not what I meant. So you realize that it lessens the hurt. But if the point of the excuse is to maintain my dignity, I'm not a bad person who did something wrong and I have to apologize. I had a good excuse. So I don't blame the guy on the other end saying, I don't want to hear that. If the purpose of the excuse is to lessen the pain, great. The purpose of the excuse is that you shouldn't be a bar avla, the Mavakish Mechila, it really wasn't, you know, I'm a great person, a wonderful person, you know, like, I didn't do anything bad, because I have a good excuse. He's trying to protect his own dignity. So it's very hard for the Makabal to hear that. Just accept that you did something wrong and apologize. You know what? I did something wrong. I'm sorry I did it. I really feel bad that I did it. I wish I hadn't done it, but I did it, and I would like to move on. Okay? That's an apology. You know, the person might say yes, they might say no. But you're showing true contriteness, but you're giving an excuse. You're not contrite. So, like, nowadays, I think it's very common, like, you know, when they have all these Maimar HaMusker, like, you know, this whole thing about apologizing for, like, lines that people said, like, apologize for being anti-Semitic, because she said something bad in Congress, apologize. It's the stupidest thing in the world, as far as I'm concerned. Like, I don't need her apology. Like, I'm a little boy and I got hurt and you have to apologize to me. Like, that's the issue. Like, you know, like, the question is, can we have a dialogue to make you understand that what you're saying is something which you're missing a point. Either yes or no, but I don't need your apology. Like, what's my problem? Okay. And the Maimar HaMusker. Like, you know, but nowadays, like, first of all, nowadays everybody's doing something wrong. Like, you know, because, like, nowadays, if once in your life you did something wrong, you're always mensch. Like, that's it, you're done. It's like, it's great. The latest thing in the news, I don't know this, with the Canadian Prime Minister. Right? They found the picture of him that, you know, X amount of years ago, he was like his 20s, he did one of these brown face, black face things. He painted himself off like a African American, you know, and played the Jim Crow story. So that's it. So the people who voted for him, especially the Asians and the Hispanics and the African Americans, he's not ready to be the prime minister because 20 years ago he did such a bad thing. Like, I mean, the musig of maturing tshuva like nothing, like doesn't exist. You know, 35 years ago you did something wrong when you were a college student, so therefore you can't be you're not ready to be. You're branded for life if you're a male white male. But if you're anything else, you hit your victim, it's not your fault. Right? That's just society. A society is like verkrumpt. Totally, like, we don't believe in that. Right? But when now that everybody's found the thing, the answer is, you know, start explaining why I felt bad that I did it. It was wrong, and I'll tell you the reason why I did it. Like, what's that for? Just apologize, move on. Terrence says, you can't accept the fact that you're a bar avla. So, like, nobody's healthy in this equation. We've all done things which are wrong. Aleph. The Barsham is perfect. Human beings are not perfect. And if you thought you were perfect, you're definitely unhealthy. Right? So you're a human being. You made mistakes. You did something wrong. You did something which is an avla. Okay? Own up to it and say, you know what? I did something wrong. I would like to move on. I would like to be better. I want to try and change. I feel bad that I did it. I feel bad that it hurt you. I feel bad. And I'm going to try best again not to do it again. That's an answer. Like you're being honest about the reality. And the reason why I did it wasn't my fault, because really it was this guy made me do it. It's you shouldn't have thought of me. Like, you know, and I thought, like, stop. We live in a very unhealthy society. No kiddush. And this issue comes up every day because there's another guy who did something wrong, you know, and he has to apologize. And the apologies are still not apologies. There are so much excuses. Like, you're a parent, you know, you tell the kid, like, you know, why'd you do that? You know, I feel bad that I did it, I'm sorry. Parent loves it. You know, it wasn't my fault, it was really my sister's fault, you know, and she did it, and she told me, and she, come on, you want to hear that as a parent? You want to hear that from your friend? Like, so the process of asking Mechila, we get for crumped. But the Rosh is saying, on the recipient's end, if the person's coming to give you an excuse because he wants to try and minimize the hurt, of course you should accept it. If he's doing it because he wants to protect his dignity, so then it's up to you. You know, if you want to be macabre, you may macabre it. Right? You know, why not give a person, if you can move on your own, A, and let the person maintain his dignity because that's important to him, okay, so is he that healthy for him? No, that's not your business right now. That's not your job right now to correct it. Your job is for you as a healthy person to move on with life.